Building Resilient Communities and Tackling Youth Violence. By Hemakshi Soni. In response to the escalating rates of gang violence and knife crimes among the younger population, Nottingham City Council has taken proactive measures by introducing a program known as the Difficult Conversation. One notable aspect of this program is the implementation of Field Conversations, which encourages individuals to come together and engage in discussions on local matters during community events. By creating opportunities for dialogue and exchange, the initiative seeks to address deep-rooted attitudes and perceptions that contribute to the prevalence of such crimes. Through the successful execution of these initiatives, it is anticipated that there will be a gradual reduction in hate crimes throughout the city, fostering a more resilient and united community. Working in close collaboration with this program, Mojatu plays a vital role in providing a safe and inclusive space for open and meaningful conversations focused on compassionate communication, behavior change, and fostering community cohesion. By offering a platform for dialogue, Mojatu aims to facilitate constructive discussions and empower young individuals to confidently voice their concerns, ultimately contributing to the broader efforts in tackling these issues and fostering positive social change. In recent times, growing concerns have emerged surrounding the continuous exposure of youth to violent content in the media. The relentless glamorization of violence, driven by profit and the pursuit of increased viewership, has sparked concern over the desensitization of young individuals to acts of violence and crime. The exaggeration of negative news in the media leads to violence becoming normalized and people becoming more tolerant, and accepting of violence in real life as news stories of gang violence no longer seem to have such an emotional impact on the youth. An additional concern lies in the perpetuation of stereotypes and negative biases within media narratives, specifically of Black people's involvement in crime and violence. This biased portrayal contributes to the harmful marginalization of Black communities. The current methods of intervention from the youth criminal justice system at preventing involvement in crime are proving to be ineffective, due to a widespread distrust of law enforcement because of the disproportionate rates of police targeting minority groups. One approach that was discussed was mentors and ex-convicts who have experienced similar circumstances offering valuable insights, and sharing personal stories with students to establish a reliable connection, making it more likely for young people to seek help and support to steer them away from criminal behavior. Furthermore, there is an urgent need to equip young people with essential skills to ensure their own safety, and navigate potentially dangerous situations through de-escalation. Alongside the pressures to conform and be accepted among peers, students also face challenges perpetuated by the education system itself. Insufficient training and guidance for teachers prevent them from identifying early signs of violent behavior and addressing the underlying issues that students may be facing. Consequently, students who show signs of involvement in crime or violent behavior are often stigmatized as helpless troublemakers, resulting in their potential being overlooked and discarded and creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. Instead, teachers must adopt a more empathic approach and inquire into the underlying causes of violent behavior, and provide the necessary support and encouragement to help students succeed and disengage from criminal activities. As the discourse surrounding media violence and its impact on youth intensifies, it is imperative for society to address this issue collectively. By implementing effective prevention measures, fostering mentorship programs, enhancing teacher training, and promoting open conversations, communities can strive to curb the desensitization to violence among the younger generation, ensuring their well-being and promoting safer, more inclusive environments.